Jose Rico is on the phone line, and Jose is behind this coalition to bring 211 to Chicago. He's the chief partnership officer of the 211 project. Jose, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I have to tell you, before I read the op-ed piece in the Tribune, I had no idea that 211 existed anywhere in the world.
Well, you know, we are the only major city in the country that do not have 211 services, which is an easy way to be able to access direct emergency assistance from nonprofits in our community. And it's in 98% of our country. Actually, it's in 99% of the Western Hemisphere. Canada, Mexico, and Latin America has this. Chicago area is the only area that does not have a 211 service.
So is my head in the sand? I mean, are other people aware of this? Or do you think a lot of us don't even know that such a thing exists?
Well, if you are a Chicagoan like I am, we would not be aware of it because we've never had it. But if, you know, many people who come to Chicago and, you know about 311, which is the municipal service for people to get, you know, their tree trimmed or get the new garbage cans. Right now in the Chicago area, we have a plethora of 1-800 numbers where people want to be able to, if they want to get food, if they want to get emergency housing, if they want to get some kind of other emergency service, you have to find many numbers to get that service. So your head is not in the sand. It's just that we haven't had it, and it's time that we actually implement this
so
in our area.
That's what this is about. 311 is to get your tree trimmed. 911, get the police or fire. 211 would be to get guidance on social services. Now, would this be government-run or government-coordinated, or how does it work generally?
Well, right now we're working with a coalition of nonprofit partners, workforce development partners, housing partners, substance abuse partners that are really working with the municipality here, the city of Chicago, to do a public-private partnership, meaning that right now we know, especially because of the pandemic, many of the individuals and organizations that provide direct service have been doing an incredible job of providing the service, and now we need a regional-wide infrastructure. We know there is some government money available, but this also needs to be a community-led and a community-funded effort. So we're bringing everyone together as part of United Way and other organizations to get this funded as soon as we can now, but also for us to be able to get funding for the long term.
I mean, it's needed. Just for an example, typically there are 11 million 211 calls a year. During this COVID-19 crisis, there have been 22 million, a nearly double. So it's the sort of thing. And is the mayor behind it?
Well, yes. You know, this is something that I was a part of the mayor's recovery task force. This is something that's on her priority list. The community members want it right now in the neighborhoods. People don't know who to call. It's a mystery. If they need something, this is a very simple resource. And like I said, our direct social service providers who do the majority of this work, they've been wanting this, and this is the right time for us to be able to get a 211 service in the region.
Jose Rico, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.